Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. It's the Rad Reality Show, and it's the Rainbow Edition with Michelle. Michelle will be calling in a second. Let's kick off the show with our traditional music. And I hope everyone had a great Mother's Day to all the moms out there. And here it is. Let's kick it off with a little Mac Monday. Okay, Michelle's going to be coming up on the line in a few seconds. But before I bring her up on the phone line, I'm going to play something right now. And I don't want her to be on the line with me when I play it. So let's listen to this. I might not play the whole thing, but here it is. Hope you, most of you guys may have seen the YouTube.
First three episodes where they show the people that, like, are the losers.
Oh, come on. You weren't that
bad. No, not at all.
I mean,
listen, I rocked it out. Like, that was one of many songs that I rocked out to that night and the night before, obviously. But that was the first
one, even though I couldn't see it. Some guy from Chicago kept on standing in front of the webcam.
I wonder who it was.
You know, his name was James, you know, last name
Jamesy
Ryan.
Ramsey, as I call him.
But yeah, definitely I couldn't believe that, you know, he kept on standing there, and I was like, move out of my way. No, I wasn't really yelling at him, but, you know, James is cool. He was funny, actually, that weekend, what I saw of him.
Absolutely.
I do have to say, before I bring up the next caller, or actually we have two callers that's up on the line, I got to say thank you to you, first of all, before I forget.
For why?
Because I know you are the reason I got this thing from Chelsea in the mail.
What do you mean?
It's my photo. Everyone knows about it. But I say thank you to you. And,
you got to... Not only me, but everybody else, because I could have gotten that lovely picture autographed without everybody. So,
yeah,
know how that's
the funny part about it.
With everything you've done, so just thinking about you.
Yeah, and I said thank you to Chelsea, and I said
Chelsea
Ross, and all the people that you know, signed it. Cowboy was off this one. This was so funny. I talked to Cowboy today. I said, Cowboy, you didn't sign my picture. I said, but I'll meet you sometime soon, so you can sign it then. I was laughing with him.
Nice.
It was funny because he said he all the autographs he signed, he said he couldn't get every picture signed from Real Player. And it was just
We got some callers. Let's put it this way. It was a very interesting 5 days.
Yeah, there's lots of stories I know we can talk about.
Let's do it.
And I know Big John's in the chat room. I heard something about a kiss from Big John or something like that. Is that true?
I don't even know what you're talking about.
He says that he got a kiss from you.
I see the fifth. I don't know what you're talking about. So.
that's funny. I saw some kisses with you. I saw one from Sheila and you. And so don't even... I know you kissed. I know you were
Listen,
a kiss machine.
Listen, everything was foggy. No, I'm just kidding. They were foggy moments, but it was rather cloudy and with a little bit of scattered rain.
so you don't remember nothing. And I know there's
I'm just
one story.
No. I remember about 86% of the... time I spent there.
Yeah, can I ask one thing you don't remember?
What?
There is callers. I'm going to bring guys. Hold on. I'm going to come to you. I'm punching the questions that I want to ask real quick. Get them out of the way.
Oh my goodness!
I heard
I feel
a
like
story.
I'm going to be in The Apprentice next week.
What?
I feel like I'm going to be in The Apprentice next week. The Joan Rivers questions. What is it, Ron?
No. The question that I had is one thing I heard that you forgot about, and the next day when you were asked about it, and you totally forgot about it. So do you not remember Missy dropping you on the floor?
No, I remember being dropped, and I was told by people that I was dropped numerous times. I was told that I was very elegant with my drops. I was told that I was dropped, or I actually fell in front of the chat room. And I was told that Missy dropped me. I remember being dropped, but I can tell you that you know how you're dropped when you've been drinking and you don't feel it, and the next day you feel it?
I've never had that happen to me.
I wasn't sore. I didn't have any bruising. I didn't have any abrasions, cuts, bleeding, or any traumatic you know, headaches or anything like that. I was never hungover once. So I was just, I know I fell, but I know I didn't know the circumstances behind it. But just let everybody know that I did not drop a drink. I did not alcohol abuse any alcohol. I made sure that when I fell that the alcohol did not fall. But I'm fine and dandy, so.
That's fine.
That's a true story.
Didn't use no alcohol. Okay, hey, let me go to the a caller. Actually, I'm going to bring two people up on the line because I know one is a past house guest that was with you, and the other one, I believe, is the person that was up there in Rainbow.
Sweet.
So I want to get – so let's go to 580 first, and I believe this is Alan.
Yep.
Hey, you found your phone, first of all.
Yeah, actually, Mike found it for me. It was conveniently hidden away in my Tahoe.
Nice.
Yeah, I have to say what's up. I had to say what's up to the Portuguese princess.
What's going on?
How are you, sweetie?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm okay. Glad that everybody made it home okay. And
I know. I wish we were there still.
We had a lot of fun, didn't we?
Oh, my God. Did we not have a blast or what? Too much fun,
okay,
honestly.
Okay, so let me bring up another guy.
I'm still recovering, honestly. Like, I have had the, not like a bad week, just hard waking up, like West Coast time and the lack of sleep and just, it was really a lot of fun. Like, you needed a vacation from that, you know? Don't you agree?
Yes, ma'am. Very much so.
So you go to Rainbow and then you need a vacation? Is that what you're saying, Michelle?
No, seriously. You ever heard, like, of going to Vegas, you need a vacation from the vacation? Like, you needed a vacation from this vacation. Like,
yeah, you
I know
come home
was,
and
like,
sleep at all.
Yeah, there was not sleep. There was passing out, waking up, drinking. Like, that's how we rolled. Like, seriously, every time you saw me, I had my little glass, my little plastic bottle glass of wine. And I was on vacation. You guys know I work hard. So I was, like, having a great time. And it was, like, no phones, no technology. It was, like, we were in the middle of nowhere. And we had such a blast. Like, it was very intimate and awesome all at the same time. I loved every minute of it.
Okay, so let me bring up this next person because I know the next – actually, there's two people that want to talk. And I'm going to keep you guys all – let's just keep them all. You want everyone that is calling in that was at Rainbow to be up on the line, right?
Heck,
do we want to do that, Michelle? Is that how we want to handle it?
Yeah, because
yeah,
I want to feel like I'm back there. Like, it was, like, only a week and a half ago, not even, that we were all there. So.
Okay, so, like – mystery house guests, please state your name and where you're calling from.
Remember, what happens in Rainbow stays in Rainbow, Michelle.
I know.
No, that doesn't work. That's only
it's
Vegas,
Rainbow.
Ronnie.
No, it's in Rainbow now.
No. What happens in Rainbow must be told because there's a pot in every... Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Sorry,
hey, there's more people that I know were up in Rainbow, so I'm gonna bring them on too, and they want to talk and they want to chime in, and I believe this is a person that sat with you a lot in Rainbow, Michelle.
Oh.
And
who's this?
And probably saw you win your jetpot in the slot machines.
Oh.
So,
hey, she has a lot of luck with that slot machine, by the way. She won so much money.
206, your turn.
She tore that thing up.
Casa, you were not drunk 86% of the time. It was only 85% of the time.
Okay. I was going back and forth. See, I was contemplating. I was actually going to say 83, but I was like, you know, I'm going to go 87 just to round it off.
Well, then I just said 82.
Hey, Missy, I know for a fact, before she even got there, she was throwing them back.
Yeah.
So,
speaking of throwing them back, she done did threw my back out, my neck, my back, my hip.
Oh. Actually, it was the other one.
I was expecting to break into song there, sorry.
My neck,
like,
my back. My,
listen, Missy dropped me. She goes, my neck, my back, my
crack like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what?
To me, like a bad
you
habit. Okay, just like last night's dinner. Boom. You know.
It was fucked up. I am so sorry.
And I didn't even know it. Is the best part. I was like, wait, what?
Well, I gotta say, I wanted to see if anybody captured that moment. No one was video recording, thank God. But there is a picture of me hovered over, I don't know if you've seen it, with you just smiling up at me and I'm holding your hands like, come on, Michelle, get up.
No, I haven't. I'm sorry. I've been like so like, you know, obviously I'm like a workaholic, so
I know.
I've needed to catch up on my work, which I shouldn't have, but So I've been, like, out of the loop with the whole videos and pictures, like, and
I've been trying to, there's no video. There's no video. We're good. We're good.
Okay.
There's no video. We're good.
Did you get my message, though? The one that you sent me that I can't open?
Yeah, why can't you open it? Just try.
I don't know. I tried. Like, they're telling me that I'm, like, over my capacity on Facebook. I don't know. Facebook has told me that I'm over my friend limit. I'm over my fan page. I can't accept any more friends. I can't do this. I can't do that. I don't know. I think Facebook has just completely bugged out on me.
It's time to make yourself a new page. That's all you got to do. And
you know what happened is when I got back, I had all these messages. Like, I had way too many messages that I can describe right now. and I think it totally overloaded, and I don't know. It, like, had a breakdown. And
so
I just want to apologize to everybody who sent me messages and who sent me, like friend requests. I cannot add you right now. I'm banned from adding anybody.
So Michelle's Facebook has done this.
Yeah, they told me, like, I have reached my limit.
You need a new
funny,
page.
It's funny you say that because I tried to add Laura Crosby, too, and her said the same thing, that she had added too many people.
Yeah, and
wow.
I'm like, yeah, because when I got back home, I had, like, over 100 requests. Maybe a lot of people saw boom, 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 and a zoom, zoom. I don't know.
I don't know, but you know why?
Just shake your butt.
You know, speaking of music, and everything.
Random, right, Ronnie? Random.
Yep.
You know, speaking of music, hey, guys, you remember you guys were talking about things that were hurt and things that, you know, that was, you know, feeling bad on your bodies. I wonder if I'm not going to play this whole one, but let's listen to this one. Let's see if anybody remembers that. Okay, so was Alan not awesome singing that song, guys?
It was an experience, to say the least.
I'll tell you what's funny is you can hear Joe Barber explaining stuff in the background. He's like, "Dad, oh, it's the song by Chuck Berry, My Dealing."
was that Joe in the background? I was hearing that at that time. Hey, we got one more caller that wants to join our party.
Nice.
I want to talk to
Ronnie real quick then too.
Okay, go ahead, talk to Ronnie, and then we'll bring up the call.
Hey,
Ronnie. Hi, honey. Did we not get lost trying to find your cabin?
We did. We were very well hidden away. I couldn't even find it. Although I may or may not have been impaired at the time. I will not discuss that.
It was navigation through the woods. I thought we were looking for Bigfoot.
I think we were closer than we actually were on the Bigfoot hunt.
Yeah, that was some funny shit. That was some funny shit, just trying to find where they were laying their head at night. They're like, wait, turn here. No, that's not it. Over this speed bump. Yeah, this looks familiar.
Never mind our cabin. Like, we're lucky we knew where we were, okay?
It was Sheila. Wasn't it me, you, and Sheila, Michelle?
No.
No, it was me and Ed. Ed was driving, Ronnie, and
right.
Sheila, and you were in the back.
Oh, that's right.
My way around Rainbow, believe it or not, I would have been able to find a way back. I have walked them streets. Okay. Wait,
funny. Yeah, you did walk the street one night from the lounge. No one could find you. You were running up a street, dear.
Don't call me shoeless if you don't know what you're talking about. And can I get an amen if you know what I'm talking about?
Amen.
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 Okay,
Ron,
so there's
Ron,
another guy that
know,
wants to join our party.
Ron doesn't know the amen, I guess.
Oh, amen.
Oh, okay. Oh, excuse me. Okay. Didn't know this.
I don't know what she said, but I'm trying to keep
this in mind. They know what I said. It was only an amen if you know what I was talking about.
He's multitasking.
Okay, no amen. You know what? I say amen just because, you know, I hear everything. You know, you guys say, you know, what stays in Rainbow, you know, stays in, you know, but there's people that talk. You know, I'm just joking.
I don't even doubt that.
No, I know they don't hire. Yeah, everybody's business is out everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny, you know.
It is what it is. Like, I'm videotaped zoom, and a boom, boom. Like, okay.
Boom, boom.
I give up. I'm
the show.
That was there.
You know what I missed?
Man.
What, baby?
A boom, boom, boom. And then he said, well.
Boom, boom, boom. If you're hearing, I don't know if you are, but boom, boom, boom. And then he said,
well.
Out there. Hey, Big John, you're with us now, and
Big John.
Hey,
what up, Big John?
Big John, Big Bad John.
How y'all doing?
Pretty good. How are you?
We're having a party.
I know.
Yeah, it's the nice. Rainbow Party Line.
Nice.
Woo-hoo. What's up, Miss Michelle?
Well, hi, honey. He said hi, Michelle.
Oh, I'm sorry. Hi.
Okay. I know the shoeless too. I remember that.
Oh, goodness gracious. You know what? That will be a moment in history because that was classic. I'll have to say, that's classic.
It was good music. No doubt.
It was definitely.
There is two people in the chat room we need to give shout outs to, guys. They were there in Rainbow. It's the Corky guy. Dude.
Oh, hi, Corky Kevin.
Corky Kevin.
Yes, and Irish Eyes.
I love Kevin. Me and Kevin had a great time at dinner, so I just want to say what's up to Kevin. I can't see in the chat room, but what up?
And Irish Eyes is up there listening in, too.
Well,
and
hello,
Heather.
Irish Eyes.
Yeah, I'm so jealous of Michelle. All the people you met this weekend for the first time, you met Heather, and I'm more jealous about you meeting Heather than anybody.
Are you talking to me?
Yeah, you Michelle.
Oh, jealousy's a bitch.
You guys meet, oh, really, the whole group of you guys, you all met Michelle or
that's
Heather.
That's what I'm saying, like, hello.
but Heather, I mean, I've been friends with Heather for a long time, so for you guys to meet her, she's been one of my buddies. And tomorrow night we will take the Blackhawks to the next round, Heather. So I have to give a shout out to her about that too.
Well, Heather, you're amazing. You're an amazing person.
Absolutely.
I even love meeting you.
I'm jealous about everyone meeting Missy too. I mean, come on, I've been friends with her a long
time
too.
Well, I'm everywhere.
Can I just?
I'm everywhere.
Listen, every time
I'm just jealous
that
y'all
Missy,
got to
wait. Hello, I'm talking.
That just happened.
Yeah, I'm just kidding. No, I love it. You know how I love it, Ron. No, but I was just wanting to make a point because Missy, every time she says goodbye to me, she has to cry, okay? And you know how emotional I am. And she cries, and I cry, and we stand each other with money, and it's beautiful.
We just count till next time. It's heartfelt. It's really heartfelt when you get to know somebody such as yourself. It's really hard to say goodbye. It really is. So
I got something to say. Michelle, do you not remember crying too?
Yes, I do. I'm very sensitive. I said I'm a very
okay.
When it was time to
leave and Michael walked up and y'all gave each other a hug. It was. Definitely emotional moment.
Yeah.
Because you started crying and Michael started crying and, you know, I mean,
he won't admit to it,
but he was really close.
Yeah. Like, I'm honestly close with everybody there that I meet. And I get one-on-one with people, and everybody that I've met knows what I'm talking about. And Ron, you will. We have that one-on-one, and we'll be there one day. But Ronnie knows what I'm talking about. Missy knows. Everybody on the line right now knows what I'm talking about. There's so much drama and everything else that goes on, but that does not ever happen in my way. Except for if anybody does anything weird in front of me, I'll take my shoes off and run after them. But besides that,
you went there. You went there. So now you've opened the can of worms. Did that happen in Oregon?
Yeah, I think Ronnie. I think your phone is acting up. Anybody else hear that?
Yeah, I heard it. We're good.
Ronnie, talk again. Ron? No, not yep. Ronnie. Ron.
Yeah. Is it breaking
up,
Billy?
Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry. I wasn't avoiding the question. Speak again.
okay. I thought you were avoiding the question, actually.
No.
I said,
really.
I heard you ran after somebody. You want to address that?
Okay.
Since you brought it up.
Has the story been told already? Because I don't know.
No, it hasn't
no.
on the air or on the show.
Not.
Okay.
We've kind of avoided
been,
that question.
About it? Is that why it's been brought up? Is that what it is?
I think it's been put on people's Facebooks and stuff. And,
okay.
Listen, Michelle Costa was the cop. That's what she was. She was going after the bad guy. Done. Heels off, running down the street. Done.
Oh my God.
You just talked about running.
Okay.
So
well,
I
she put it very simply, but okay. This is all I know is I was inside, you know, just hanging out.
Drinking with me. Yeah.
Drinking. And, there was already a lot of stuff going on that I was not aware of. A lot of us inside were not aware of. There was people outside, people inside. Honestly, we really don't know what happened outside because we weren't there with the people who were inside. And we started noticing commotion outside, and this guy was like, I don't know. I didn't see him, like, hitting her. I just heard the scream. Wasn't that correct, everybody?
That's all yes.
Right.
It was a guy who was obviously drunk who was trying to pick up on you all night, Sheila all night, and his girlfriend
was
there. He was in the bar.
He was. But it was a blood-curdling scream. I mean, it wasn't like the normal scream. It was like blood-curdling. And I snapped into, I don't even know how to put it, but like public, so, like citizen arrest mode, okay? And I ran down these stairs with these gigantic stilettos, and I turned drunk sober. You know drunk sober, everybody out there? You guys know what I'm talking about, the drunk sober?
Yep.
So I run down the stairs, and I'm in the parking lot, and there's, like, major chaos going on right now, absolute chaos. There's people running around. There's people. Everything's going on. And all I see is this guy.
Getting away.
This lady, yeah. This lady, she's screaming. He's trying to break a windshield. So I run up to him, and I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with you? This is the same guy who bought me drinks and was like, hey, get over here. And I was like, don't touch me. Like,
mm-hmm.
And so he was like, I noticed he was like roughhousing a lady. And I'm sorry, but don't ever do that in front of me, period, end of story. I don't roll with that. I don't play that. I don't care. I didn't know what had happened beforehand. I did not know that this guy had basically got into physical fist fights with multiple people. I was like, what the F? Yes, I just said F, people. What the F are you doing? I was like, what
I'm
the
I'm shocked that you didn't say fuck.
Yeah, so I'm being, I don't even know
yeah,
why I'm being
that's
like,
not fucking right.
But I was like, what the F are you doing? Like, I snapped. I started chasing him, threw my shoes off, like my stilettos, threw them off, chased him, telling him I was going to fucking punch him. There you go, there's F. Punch him in the fucking face. I was going to beat the shit out of him. Chased him into the woods, okay? Don't even know where he went. He was fast. He was quick, okay? He's lucky he didn't have his shoes on.
I was going to say, is it Bigfoot?
Yeah,
it was Bigfoot.
It was Bigfoot. Like, I chased him, and he's screaming, like, ah, get away, don't hurt me. Right? It was so funny. Like, he was screaming,
oh, my gosh.
He was screaming like a bitch. He was like, please don't hurt me. Please don't hurt me. And so I get back to the place, and I'm like, listen, I can't catch him. I don't know. And, like, I found out Alex was running in the woods trying to find me.
Yes.
So I went back out. I was like, I found Alex. I was like, I'm okay. And luckily the other guy was okay because I didn't catch him. But let me tell you something. I don't play like that. Don't ever put your hands. Like, I didn't know other circumstances have happened where he had harmed other people from the fans and Big Brother, other people, like, he had punched people in the face. I didn't know that.
Right.
I don't play that. Don't put your hands on nobody in front of me. And I just snapped. I don't know.
Good going, girl.
You did what any law-abiding citizen would do.
But no, it wasn't like a bad snap, like, oh my God, she's turned crazy. Like, it was like, and the guy was running like a bitch, and he was a big dude. Like, he was like a little guy. So,
hey, we got another caller. I don't know if this person. So you want me to bring? I want to bring another caller in. I don't know if it's a person that was in Rainbow, or if it was a 770. You're on the Rad Reality Show.
Hey, it's Quirky Dude here. How y'all doing?
Hey, Kevin.
Hey.
Hey, Kevin.
I just heard y'all on there. Michelle, want to say hey. Had a great time, Melissa.
Hey, Kevin.
Had a great time. Bunch of great pictures and great fun, man. I loved it. Good times.
It was great having you there. It was great to see you again.
that was a wild night that you were just describing. So that guy was making the rounds pretty well. People had their eye on him pretty much all night. So you did good by chasing him off.
He was trying to pick up the women.
Yeah, needless to say, I don't know how I'm the one that got involved, but that's how my name got called Shoeless, because I threw my stilettos off, like, you know, how girls take their earrings off. No, you didn't.
Yeah, from what I understand, he's lucky he went one way and you went the other. So.
She might have killed him. You might have killed him.
Yeah, I think so.
I really am glad that things happened the way they did, because that's just the way they were meant to be, but it was going to be one of those situations, and I totally apologize, and I was told I would have done the same thing you would have done, and I'm just glad to know that everybody was, you know, acceptable of my behavior, because that's not how I act. You know, that's not appropriate, but it really was a chaotic, crazy scene that you never thought would happen in Rainbow, if everybody agrees with me on that. And
It was appropriate for the situation.
It was dealt with the best way possible, and, you know, I think that by me chasing him off, it kept from a lot of other things happening, because at that point, everybody started noticing that this was going on, and once that happened, then it could have turned into a more different situation, I think.
Yeah.
And it's not an over, and we continue to have fun.
Yeah, and that's the best part. And hey, let's talk about a fun moment, and let's move and go to a fun moment. And I don't know who was all involved in this. I know Missy was, because she
Hey, I thought me chasing
story.
The guy in the woods was a fun moment, but okay, let's move on to a fun moment.
Okay, it is a fun moment. But I want to hear who was there. I want to know who was there that's heard the whole Sheila Chicken George story. And why he
oh my God.
I could do. Missy told it on Tuesday show, but some of you guys that are in the chat room or listening to this maybe, you know, didn't hear Tuesday show. Michelle, were you there when that happened?
Probably not. It was probably on the slot machine. Go ahead.
No, she was there. No, you guys were there. I'm telling you.
I don't know. I don't know the story, so please.
We were all playing poker.
Oh, okay.
We all asked for a break. Darren said, Kale's husband said, why don't everybody go take a break? Go take your smoke break. Go take your pee breaks. So we all broke. I went out front to smoke. Next thing I know, Chicken George comes out and tells us, oh, now you remember.
No, I was there for that. Yeah, I remember this, actually.
Yes, I do too.
Go ahead, Ronnie. Finish it. Go ahead.
I don't know. Okay, so Sheila walks into the... You're talking about the restroom, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Look from your perspective. I put Missy's already in perspective of it.
Oh.
Well, let's just say this. Sheila walked in on Chicken George in a moment in the restroom while he was using it, And Sheila admits that she herself has difficulty seeing without her glasses, but she had no difficulty seeing at that moment.
And we no longer call Chicken George. We no longer call Chicken George Chicken George. We call him Big Cock-a-doodle-doo. From what I understand,
Johnny's blushing.
From what I understand, Chicken George was using two hands, and he was full stream. And Sheila said, "Oh my God!"
Amen to that.
Of course, Sheila.
Of all people, Sheila. And what I said to Sheila was, I said, "Well, don't worry about it, Sheila. George has seen your bush, so it's all good."
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, I went there.
I get it.
Oh, yummy.
That's my sense of humor.
Yummy.
When
yummy.
Sheila called, I think when Sheila called in to the show, she was talking about Chicken George and talking about the Playboy lots that he was, you know, because he rode back with her. So, yeah, he saw the bush. So, yeah, it's all in fair and love and war, right?
I guess
right.
So. Hey, so
we
did
got
everybody
another caller,
hear
I think.
About, hey, did everybody hear about our whitewater rafting experience? That the boat that we were on kind of almost had a tragic moment.
No, I didn't
bounce around.
No, I have not heard this one.
Okay,
it was amazing.
Is Ronnie with me right now? Ronnie,
yeah.
Can you hear me? Okay.
Yeah, I'm here. Yeah, I'm here.
Boat with you.
Okay.
No.
Is it okay if we talk about this right now, Red Ron?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
all
go
right.
ahead. But Cowboy's on the line, so whenever.
Well,
bring him on.
Because he was there.
Cowboy was not in our boat.
Oh, no, he wasn't on our boat. I'm sorry. Well, he can still come on. Why not?
Kevin was the only non-house guest in our boat.
Yeah. I was up front on Michelle.
No, Corky Dude. Yeah, you're okay. Sorry. I knew somebody else was on it. Corky Dude was on it. Okay. So, are we going to bring Cowboy on, or do you want us to talk about it right now?
Cowboy, you're on live with us, just to let you know.
Great.
Hi, Cowboy.
Hello, beautiful.
I only love one cowboy.
I wonder who that is.
I don't know.
Okay. Tell a story.
I think I need the rumor spread around that I'm keeping two hands on mine too.
So there's four of us. A lot different than the last year. And you know, at this time we've been going for a while, we've been going for about 30 minutes, and we're about the third boat from the end. So there's one boat behind us. They're a little ways behind us. And so, you know, we're, like, having the best time of our life. We have, like, the best, you know, water rafting guide. We have the best boat. We're, like, just reminiscing, talking about everything and their mother. And, you know, taking in all the scenery. And so all of a sudden, you know, this kid who has been 1 year as a white water rafter guide, is doing his normal kind of left, right, right, or left, back, whatever. And so we're doing our thing. We go off this ramp thing, and we hear, boom.
Yep.
And I look, and I'm like, oh, my God, the boat has a hole in it, right?
It sounded like it. It really did.
We are stuck.
Oh, my
gosh. We are completely stopped. We're stuck on a rapid that is pretty hardcore. Okay, and I'm looking at everybody, and I'm the only one in the boat that went on it last year, okay? So I'm like, oh, my God, the boat popped. Oh, my God. I'm freaking out, right? Ryan's boat goes by, and I'm going, help. And they're like, don't worry about it. It's okay. You're fine. They go right by us. They don't care, right? So we're just, like, hanging out. Like, we're not moving. We just had heard the boat we thought popped. So we're all looking at each other like we don't know what to do. The guide's looking at us like he doesn't have anything to say. It takes him it felt like forever, but it takes him a minute to realize, okay, we're fine. We are just on top of a rock.
Right.
Okay? So we're on top of a rock that's above the water. So we're, like, technically out of the water. Okay? So at this moment, they're telling us that we need to gyrate in the boat, and we've gyrated for 15 minutes. So it looks like we're making love to our boat. We're gyrating, gyrating. Corky dude, Ronnie, you know what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Gyrating,
yeah, oh, yeah.
Gyrating, gyrating, gyrating. 15 minutes. Luckily, at that point, we know if the boat was going to sink, it would have sank already.
Yeah.
And finally, after 15 minutes, we gyrated off the rock and landed in the water safely and enjoyed the rest of our lovely whitewater rapids.
Yeah, but from where we landed on the rock and the water was shooting between the rock and the raft, it really did have that sound like air rushing out of the boat into the water, didn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
It felt like you were on a cloud, right?
Like, yeah.
Like, you knew what a cloud felt like to be on? It felt like you were in a cloud because some way, somehow, this rock was flat. If it was a pointy rock, like, it would have been tragic, I think. And it just so
it would have capsized.
Yeah, and we were, like, on a flat rock that, like, actually, it was, like, a landing. It was, like, a dock. And we were just, like, hanging out. And it was, like, oh, my God. We all looked at each other. And but after that, we were, like, okay, like, it's, like, there's nothing we can do about it right now. We all knew it was the water was clear. We could see the bottom. And I think we all felt like we could
stand up if you had to.
Yeah.
Ready to swim.
We were on a rapid, and we were on one of those parts that you hang on to. But at that point, I think we were just, like, living already like a reality, like a surreal reality, going through all those rapids. Mm-hmm. That moment, it was like we were kind of, like, numb, and we were just, like, going with it, except for me, who screamed for the first 2 minutes to get help.
Oh, my
and
God.
I don't know if Michelle agrees with me or not, but whenever she was screaming for help, another raft passed us, the look on their face, I recognized all too well. It was like we were back in the Big Brother house, because the look on their face was, it was better you than me. Better you than me.
Yeah, and we knew that we were like, okay. So we were still in competition mode because we had talked about this. We were like, the reason why we're on Big Brother is because we don't like to lose. And at that point, we went from third to fourth, and we were like, we don't want to lose, you know? And at that point, like, yeah. We didn't lose, but it was a very interesting moment.
Yeah.
And
we had an adventure.
Yeah, we did. We had so much fun. It was like a blast.
Yeah, you guys got my heart racing over here just listening to the story of tragedy.
Can I tell you, like, people were laughing. Like, when everybody knows, like, Quirky Dude and Ronnie, when we got back, I don't know if Missy was there, but, like, everybody was laughing.
I wasn't.
Because they were, like, laughing, like, oh, Michelle, you were screaming, like, help, help, help. But people don't understand, like, the noise we heard was psh, psh.
Yep.
Like, it sounded like the raft popped. Like,
that's why Missy doesn't go rafting.
Yeah,
I mean, that water is, that water goes so quick.
No, it wasn't, even like, it was more of like getting the cold water in your face more than like it being like, oh, you know, like the rapids were awesome, but that rock, we didn't know we were on a rock. We just heard.
Right.
And it was the noise of, like a balloon getting, like released. That
right.
was, like, we all looked at each other. We didn't say anything. We were just like, oh, my God, that doesn't sound good. And the thing was, the guide didn't really say anything for, like, a minute. Like, we all were technically, like,
right.
frozen. He didn't say anything. Like, I think he technically thought it was popped, too.
Yeah, and you talk about a weird, like, coincidence of everything, you know, perfect storm of sorts to make us think that. And even above everything you just said, what made me actually think for a second maybe we did pop it was from the way we were resting on the rock, Kevin, Michelle, didn't the boat just kind of sag a little bit that made you feel like you
yeah,
might
yeah.
actually be losing some air?
Well, that's what
yeah,
I'm saying. That's what I thought. Like, I heard that, and then I felt like us sinking.
Yeah,
oh,
that, and it was because we were dipped over the rock, we didn't know that.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
why we screamed for help. And James Ryan was like, ha, 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 that was funny. I go, no, I really thought, like, we were going to, but, like, I knew, the only thing was is we were, like, on a drop where the rapid was probably going 50 miles per hour, you know? Though it was not that deep, it was, like, we were in, like, a cusp of, like, a rock area.
But you know what actually entered my head at that moment when we thought it, when I thought, holy crap, this may actually be popped? I thought, of course, poor Sheila, the boat she's on, that could happen too.
Yeah.
I felt really bad for Sheila. I was like, please don't let this be popped, because Sheila would not like that.
Well, guys, I'm hopping off of here. I wanted to jump on and say hey to y'all. So, Ronnie, I missed you when I came on. It was good to see you again.
Yeah, it's good talking to you, Kevin.
And you all right? And Cowboy, good
to
meet
you. Oh, hey, guys, Kevin has a video on his Facebook and his YouTube that's amazing. It's all the evictions of Big Brother. It's really cool.
Yeah, everyone.
Kevin rocks.
Yeah, I
wanted
to see that. I saw that posted today, and I was going to watch that.
I was fooling that. I was fooling with a new editing program. I just a while ago put up another one with all the opening themes from all seasons wound together. So
nice.
Well, everything you do, Kevin, I can't tell you how much every fan appreciates it. So
yeah, absolutely. I appreciate
thanks
it.
For everything
yeah,
you do.
I enjoy
you do
it.
Great,
and I'll talk to y'all later.
Bye.
Bye, Kevin.
Well,
thanks for calling in. All right, Ron.
I'll talk to you. Yeah, Cowboy jumped off the line. His phone must have died on him or something happened. Alan, do you know what happened to Cowboy, or he's still
he
there?
Went to play with his ding-a-ling.
Oh, God.
Boom, boom, boom.
Well.
Hey, let me do it. Hey, guys, Michelle, I want to take a quick ad. I need to play this ad. I told them that I would play it for them.
Okay, let's do it.
And we'll be right back.
Okay, I'm going to hop off here, guys, because my phone's starting to die. I just wanted to say, had a bust a rainbow. Michelle was awesome to see you. Missy, awesome. You know, everyone there, Kevin, you know, Dan, everyone that came. It was amazing. I'll talk to you guys later,
okay?
Have
fun, Ronnie. Bye.
Bye.
Go have fun. Thank you, Ronnie. Okay, I'm going to bring Cowboy up in a second, but let me play this ad because I want to make sure everyone hears it. It's Jillian from Survivor. So. Listen real quick.
This is Jillian, and I'm from Survivor Gabon, and Terry Dietz from Survivor Panama, and myself, both from Simsbury, are doing an amazing fundraiser to help some awesome, brave people that have escaped the ravages of genocide and war. And this will be on Saturday the 15th at St. Mary's Parish Center in Simsbury, Connecticut. Starts at 6 with a meet and greet. You're going to meet some of the actual refugees from these circumstances. Plus, you can meet us from Survivor, and we can answer some of your questions that you've always had. If you can't attend, we'd love you to donate. And there is an address in Bloomfield Avenue, 467 Bloomfield Avenue, Bloomfield, Connecticut. So it's TV reality stars doing a benefit appearance for the real survivors of terrible situations that we don't have to face. So I'd love to see you there. Come on down.
Yeah, so that's this coming weekend. More information will be on the fan page, and I'm hoping to get it put on. And Paul, maybe you can throw some links in the chat room. Okay, let's see if we can hassle Cowboy.
He's done playing with his ding-a-ling already.
Hey, I enjoy playing with my ding-a-ling.
Before we even start with Cowboy,
it's
I have one
stroking.
Question for Cowboy. I got one question for Cowboy.
This is a kid's show. Come on.
So, Cowboy and Michelle, before you went into Rainbow, there was this battle between you and Cowboy.
I don't want to talk about it.
Okay, well, I'll talk about it because I don't even want to talk about it, but I got fourth one night, and the bad the other night, Cowboy did horrible, so that's just it. No, it was bad.
That's poker.
That's what she said.
I'm just playing with you, Cowboy.
I get fourth. Thank you. I got a winning prize. Hello. I'm sorry, Cowboy. Come on. I love you.
Hi. There's always next year.
Hey, and I won before I went playing poker that night, and I won after poker that night, but...
I just want to throw this in there. Ed placed in every single tournament.
Go, Ed. It's a birthday.
And I spent all his money. And I spent all his money.
And I was there for every minute of it. Oops.
So thank you. Thank you very much.
First night Ed won. Did Ed win the first night? Is that how it was?
I don't know. I wasn't there, but I heard that, yeah.
And then
yeah.
The second night,
he took
Joe.
First.
And then second
Joe
night, Joe.
Barber won! Joe Barber! That was awesome. Yeah. Yeah.
And then the third night, it was.
I don't know. I walked out very pissed.
Didn't Big John win?
It was. It was Big. It was Big John's cousin. It was. It was Eddie. At Big John's.
Eddie,
I believe
Eddie.
His nephew. Eddie took first.
Oh my God, he's awesome. He's the one that gave me the nickname of Shoeless.
Yeah. It was good time. Good time.
He had a great time telling the story because he witnessed the whole. He was actually witness to the whole thing of me chasing the gentleman. He had followed me the whole time. I didn't even know this, but he was actually there. The step by step of everything that happened to me. And he actually filled in details that I didn't remember. So, thanks, Eddie.
Everybody's there to protect everybody.
Yeah.
Good family we got going on.
Got bloody left.
So, Cowboy, what is your favorite moment of the week? I mean, what is the thing that you remember the most?
Careful, Cowboy, careful. Tread lightly.
It would probably be Missy and Michelle's fight.
We did not get in a fight. She dropped me unmeaningly, right? Right, Missy?
I sure as hell wouldn't drop you on purpose. I love you.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit. You know what? The best part of the whole trip, you know, Michelle's like this as well. You know, that's our family. Big Brother people's our family. And so just to be there with our family is always a good thing.
Right.
It is. It's phenomenal. It's so emotional.
Yeah.
And Kellen Darren puts a great event on.
They're talking about my crying tear. That's what they're talking about. Ugh.
Well, that wasn't the happiest moment, seeing you cry.
What?
Oh.
What'd you say? I couldn't hear you.
The happiest moment is not to see you cry. If you smile.
No, I know that, but it was just like, you know, it's like one of those things like I hate to say goodbye, you know.
I think we counted the months.
Hey,
I think we did
goodbye.
Five.
It's not goodbye. It's what?
It's till next
later.
Time.
See you Vegas.
Yep.
See you later.
That's
yep.
what I told you. I'm surprised you remember that.
That's my line.
I said, I told you that when you was crying. I said, you know what, baby, it ain't goodbye. It's see you later.
No.
You like,
I
know.
I love every minute of it because that's how what I say. I don't like to say goodbye. I've never ever said goodbye. It's always see you later. You know.
That's cool. Do you remember
always,
me saying that
I
when you and
like
Cowboy were saying goodbye?
Yeah, it's like an ending. See you later is like a continuation of it. You know.
That's
well,
what
I mean,
always say. I say see. I say it's not the end of it. It's till next time.
Right. Well, the next time I will get to see you, Michelle, will be in September, I think.
Correct, probably.
Yeah, probably.
Vegas, baby.
Vegas, baby. Hey,
and
you know
I'll
what
be there.
Vegas stays in Vegas, baby.
And I got tickets for that thing already, so I'm coming. Even
that's
if
only
I, hey,
five
well,
months.
If Ron's
even
coming,
if
I'm going.
Listen to me.
Yeah.
I got tickets. Listen to me. I got
that's
tickets
saying,
even
yeah,
if
yeah,
I have
yeah.
to hitchhike.
I'm going
to
jinx it. You know, actually going to come and make it.
Yeah.
He's coming, Michelle. He's coming.
Even if I have to hitchhike. Yeah.
Ron is going.
Even if I have to drive over to Cowboy and Cowboy drag me there, you know, in a suitcase. You know what I mean?
Nice.
You know, or something like that if he flies, you know. So I was going to say, if you're calling in and you're calling in to talk.
Go Bruins!
Sorry. What?
Go Bruins.
Oh. Go Black Eyes.
So let me bring up something.
Go Dan and Jordan, go Rhode Island, pay your taxes.
Yesterday was Mother's Day. And Michelle Costa took her mommy out.
Oh.
Where did you take Mama Costa, Michelle?
Okay, well, I took Mama Costa, number one in the world. First off, I took her to a concert, okay?
Number two.
To her favorite singer, Tony Carrera, who is the first time he's actually performed in America because he's from Portugal. So he came, I got her, like, front row, okay, redonkulous, had the best time ever, took her to Twin River, won $200, right? Then took my mama, I got her a bracelet that said, love forever, mother, and then there was a heart that hung down with a heart, well, a heart that hung down, and in the heart was mother. And then I took her to Twin River, and I won another $300. So, booyakasha.
Sweet.
And now let's address Cowboy, because Cowboy is like a Mr. Mom.
Yes.
How was your day, Cowboy?
Well, hold on a second. I'll tell you what I bought Cowboy for Mother's Day. Just play.
Go away.
Uh-oh. Do tell, Alan.
Alan, did you give him breakfast in bed?
Well, it was something that had to do with sausage, and I'm not talking about
this. This is gross. No, shut the F up. Oh.
Why can't we be friends?
That's friends right there.
So, Cowboy, what did you do to your mama?
Friday night, my two babies and I, we stayed the night with her. We took her out to dinner and then went to the bowling alley. She watched the babies bowl, and then we stayed the night with her, and I bought her this couch that she wanted really bad. And so we just basically spend the day with her on Saturday. And so that's kind of what we did for Mother's Day for her.
That's awesome.
And yeah. Cowboy sent me a message wishing me a happy Mother's Day, and it touched my heart so much. Thank you, Cowboy.
You're welcome. Anytime, baby.
Happy Mother's Day.
Yeah.
Happy Mother's Day, Missy.
Guess where I was, Michelle, last night.
At the casino.
The casino.
Yeah, it was Mother's Day. It was Mother's Day. Come on.
Cool. So I had to go to work. I took my mama to the casino.
Exactly.
I had to take her. She wanted to go 2 days in a row. I was like, whatever you want. Like, it's your day.
Michelle and I could not live close to each other.
I know.
It would be really, really bad.
There'd be a big party going on.
Yeah,
jackpot party.
I was in that back room forever, and I kind of feel bad that I not feel bad because I did fan myself with a lot of money, but I kind of like was hanging out there. But you know what? Like, there was a lot of drama going on, so I was just chilling, you know. And then I popped out every few minutes to do karaoke.
Hey, we got another caller that I believe was in Rainbow with you guys.
Scare the crowd off.
But let me.
I think I'm
alone
now.
We're talking about moms. I gotta give my mom a shout out.
Around. I think I'm
alone. Hey, did you hear me,
now.
Michelle?
The only
heartbeat
is the only sound.
Michelle.
I'm sorry, if you were there, that was the worst karaoke of the night.
No, but we heard it, and I appreciated it. I liked it.
Thank you.
I like that song, first of all.
Thank you. I love that song, I did really bad.
You did good, too. I just want to give
a shout. James Ryan was like, you suck. James Ryan told me I sucked.
That's because he was paying attention. He was looking at his computer screen all the time.
Well, he told
me
I
was in my way throughout that whole freaking song.
I was like, yeah, I know.
But anyways, I want to give my mom I love you too, Mom. So we were talking about moms, and I was able to spend the day. And yesterday was a hard day for me. It was the first day that she wasn't, you know, in the morning till the day, and it was just hard, you know. But we had her over for a cookout.
Happy Mother's Day.
And actually, I was going to play my mom, but I'm going to go on because we got another caller that was there in Rainbow with you guys.
Okay.
And let's bring her up.
Missy
so,
caller.
214, name and where you're calling from.
There was drama in Rainbow. Did I miss it?
yeah, you did. No.
You were the cause of it.
I think I met you in the hospital.
Oh, no.
Oh, hey, Michelle.
Yes.
Next time James Ryan tells you suck,
yes.
Tell him very well.
Well, I just didn't think I had to say that. I just thought it was assumed. But I will definitely make a mental note of that.
Damn,
there
where
you
was
go.
I missing out at?
TMI, but that's the truth. Sorry, people.
So, Deb,
hey, Deb,
are you relaxed now?
Am I relaxed? I haven't had any alcohol in a week. I was actually really relaxed that Saturday night. I was really relaxed.
laying up in the bed, having people cater to you and wait on you.
Nobody really waited on me. As soon as I woke up in that emergency room, they were like, okay, see ya, you're out.
Wow.
Really?
So, Deb.
They kicked you out right away?
Yeah.
Well, you better get the hell out of here.
It's time for Deb to tell her side of the story.
Yeah.
Let it be heard here, Deb.
Yeah, because we didn't really talk about it when she was on Tuesday and everything. And do you want to tell
it? She waited until I was on.
Crazy.
There you go.
Yeah, that's fine. I don't care. I mean, James posted my nice little alcohol intoxication paper. So
and tagged us all.
Yeah, I saw
but
that.
It was funny. It was funny. I knew if anybody would appreciate it, he would. So, but I started at like 8:30 Saturday night, and that was really before anybody got to the bar. I hadn't really been around anything all day or anybody all day, and I went to the bar and I ate. And then I started drinking. I had some vodka, double vodka cocktails. And by 10 p.m., I had had 4 double vodka cocktails. And I was starting on my 5th. So I was in a nice little mood when James and Howie and I think Kaser was there. I don't remember who else was there.
Kaser was there? Kaser was there?
Yeah. I know
by the way. Go ahead.
I know not too many house guests had shown up yet, which was probably a good thing. But I remember going out to sing karaoke, and I do remember the song he called me up for was not my song. I think it was I Love Rock and Roll or something like that. And I remember saying, this is not my song, but I sang it anyway. I went back. James was sitting next to me. And I think he was watching me because I think he really knew I was screwed up. And then I remember they called me back for karaoke again a little later. And it wasn't too much later, maybe 5 or 10 minutes. And all I remember is going up there, and Brenda, the manager there, she's like, "No, Deb, this isn't you. This is another Debbie." And I'm thinking she's lying to me because there is no other Debbie here. I know I was coherent enough to know that, so I knew she was lying. She was just trying to get me down. Well, apparently, what she told me later was that I was hitting the karaoke monitor. She was afraid I might break it or something. And so she was trying to get me away from it. And it's funny because that's the last thing I remember. I do remember her asking for my keys, which wasn't planned on drive. But yeah, she asked me for my keys. They were going to take me. They said, "Deb, we're going to take you to the motel room." And next thing I know, James actually took a picture of me and Howie right before they dragged me out the door. It was kind of funny. And I didn't know he took the picture. That was my last.
Is that the one of you topless?
No.
Crap.
Although Howie kept telling me he was grabbing my boobies all night, but I don't remember that, and I don't.
Oh, no.
I don't think that happened. No, but I didn't even know that we took my rental. I didn't even know that we took my rental car back. Evidently, Brenda drove the rental car. I do remember Howie and James in the back, and I was puking my guts out. And I just kept throwing up, and I remember I was crying and apologizing to James and Howie, and they told me later they had to pull the car over because, you know, some people just don't do vomit well. And so it was kind of getting to Howie. So I felt worse because they had to pull the car over so he could puke. And
I'm about ready to puke.
I'm hearing this story later, OK? okay, this is way later when they're laughing at me and reminding me of the night before. And so they got me back to the motel. My next memory is a sitting in the shower. And James said he turned the shower on. I don't remember any water. I remember sitting there and telling me I'm going to have to get up. And I said, okay, I'll get up. Okay, I got it. You know, I was, you know, I remember them talking about how coherent I was for somebody who had that much liquor, but okay, whatever. And I don't know, I guess I did get up, and I remember sitting in a chair, and I remember seeing Howie and James at the door. They said they were, I asked them later, I said, well, how long did all this go on? How long were y'all there? And they said 2.5 hours.
What?
And, you know, I had no concept of time because I'm just throwing up. And that was the whole thing. I just kept throwing up and throwing up and throwing up.
Well,
and I wasn't.
And that's why they took you.
All that crap.
Right. And I wasn't stopping. And so they called the paramedics. And I think it was right after that Howie and James left because I didn't notice they were gone later. And but they took me, you know, I remember them saying, well, we can leave her here, but there's no one to stay with her. I think they were, you know, they were afraid I wasn't through throwing up and then I'd pass out and
and that you'd choke on it. Yeah. That's what they were afraid of. Yeah.
Right. So they decided to take, So they decided to take me to the hospital. James was teasing me later because he's like, oh, you're 41. Well, we heard that 10 million times. And I said, well, they kept asking me how old I was. They kept asking me all these questions. I was answering their questions. I remember answering their questions and stuff. And I remember getting myself up and moving over into the gurney and stuff like that. And I remember them telling me, well, you're going to be all right. We're going to give you some anti-nausea medicine. And it's going to be an hour before we get to the hospital. That's where the hospital was, an hour away, the closest hospital.
What?
So, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Wow. Wait.
Yeah.
It's an hour away from Kel's place to the hospital.
Yes, we are. We
everything's an hour away.
Yes.
Right there, had to go get a tetanus shot because she fell and she busted her lip. Remember that?
April last year.
Yeah.
She had to go an hour away to get the tetanus shot.
Right.
We went to get groceries too because we wanted to just like spend as little as we could. You go in the store there and. Like here, the little Tostino pizzas is like $1 a piece. We're like $4 there at the grocery store.
Yeah.
I mean, everything because, you know, they've got to take everything.
Like a 100-mile radius.
You sure can't order Domino's.
No.
Not at all.
You can't order anything because your phone doesn't work.
Yeah, that's true, too.
What are you talking about? Like, if there was, like, a bear eating you, you couldn't even call 911. You just have to, like, run for your life.
Oh, Michelle, I have a question for you.
Oh, really? Okay.
I have a question for you, Michelle. Do you remember me, you, and Sheila being in the ladies' room? And
yeah! I want to hear that story. Damn!
The karaoke guy's girlfriend was in there. Do you remember that?
Yes.
Do you remember what she told you?
Details.
Okay.
Do you remember the one that was pissed off because he had brought a girl from the night before?
Yeah, the karaoke guy brought a girl the night before.
About me because maybe I wanted to forget it. What was it?
The karaoke guy brought a girl in, right? The night before. So he comes back the next night and he's all decked out because it was our formal night. So I'm in the bathroom and this girl's in there and she's just talking away to Michelle and Sheila talking away. And she said, can you girls go out there and sing a song for me? And we're like, what song? And she's like, a cheating song. And I was like, what's a cheating song? Come on, Sheila, Michelle, sing.
Hard.
Yeah. So the girl proceeds to tell us that she had to go and buy herself a dress to look formal, and he brings somebody else the night before. We didn't even realize that it was two different women, but obviously she did. So we went out there and sang Carrie Underwood's Before He Cheats.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the karaoke guy sort of picked up on that real quick when his girl was over in the corner. Yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
Yeah, that's
funny.
For
her. She was pretty hot.
Yeah, that was funny too. I mean, shit, everything that could happen happened.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Lots of stuff happened in Oregon, and
Origami.
Yes. Where's Tracy? I'm missing Tracy tonight.
He's
well,
after the Beaver.
I was gonna say Michelle has his raincoat, so he couldn't come out.
Yes, he couldn't come out because I took his raincoat by accident.
You're supposed to pack a raincoat.
And so I do. I have his raincoat. It was like one of those days that I should have brought my raincoat. You know, I didn't bring a raincoat. Come on, we talked about this.
I reminded you.
You know, I know, but
I reminded you.
Stuff like that. But he actually brought a raincoat for me and gave it to me at golf.
Yeah, but he offered it to other girls first, just so you know.
Ooh.
Let down,
and probably some guys,
see?
Too.
Thanks for the letdown, girlfriend. You had to break a girl's heart. What about
no,
my
but
two birdies?
I did.
Hey, what about my two birdies? Can everybody talk about that? Two birdies with one stone. Okay, bitches.
I put that one golf thing of you hitting the ball on YouTube.
What?
Where you hit the ball really far and it went on the green?
Yeah. That was
I put it
YouTube.
Up on YouTube.
I put it on YouTube. Well, I couldn't
Debbie,
listen. I can't see anything right now on video. I don't know why.
I even caught Missy dropping you.
Yeah, she's got that. That's
oh God,
who has it, Deb.
You do, Deb?
You got it?
She has the picture. Like,
no, I took the picture.
Okay.
Yeah. Video. Phew.
Of that everybody needs to see that. Because I don't even know what it looks like. I need to remember the feeling.
Oh, no, you don't.
I want to see this.
You looked at me. She looked up at me. Michelle, you looked up. I said, oh, my God, Michelle, I'm so sorry. You said, no, you fucking didn't. No, you just fucking didn't. You said, look at me. I said, it's those heels. And you said, well, take them the fuck off and show everybody on the Internet what shoes I'm wearing. So there I am holding up your shoes.
Yeah, I think we have a caller that's is a little shy, and he ain't pushing
hilarious.
The one to talk.
Go ahead, go for
there's
it, Ron.
Caller,
I'm sorry.
There's
I'm
a caller
a
that's a little shy, and he ain't pushing the one. I almost feel like I should just pick him up and see if he will talk to us. I believe it's Pepsi Rich.
It better be.
I know it is.
Put him on.
Pick up Pepsi Rich. Do you think I should pick
yeah,
up?
Yeah, you should. We don't write, and he knows
hey,
it.
Listen. I got to let you go. We got a bad storm. They just turned on a tornado siren, so we're going to go get in the cellar, so we'll talk to y'all later.
God.
Oh, shit. Bye.
So we'll see y'all later.
Gosh.
Can y'all hear it outside? Can y'all hear the siren?
I hear it.
Yeah. Let us know you're safe.
Yeah, let us know you're safe.
Well, let us go.
As soon as it's over with, we'll get back on Facebook and let everybody know it's clear.
Yes. Oh,
bye.
Yeah.
Bye.
Oh, that's so scary.
Yeah, they've been having them bad over there.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my
like,
gosh.
Oh, my God, that is
that's
scary.
Crazy. Okay,
they said Oklahoma City would sit with them.
Okay.
I'm going to go ahead. Let's see if Pepsi Rich is going
to. Rich, I know he's calling to talk to me anyway.
Okay.
Okay, let's do
it. That was pretty deep right there.
Hey.
I'm sorry. I'm just trying to take that all in, just what happened.
Hey,
wow.
Rich, are you there?
Rich?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hi, yay!
I told you I was going to make you talk. I
can't
you
even work in
peace,
Ron.
Tonight.
Jeez.
What?
I said I can't even work in peace. You got to bug me, huh?
just say a quick hi, and then I'll re-meet you and let you work in peace, okay?
What's up?
If he really wanted to work, he wouldn't be calling in. Come on.
Exactly.
It's L.A. I'm sitting in traffic.
Yay!
What kind of work is that?
What kind of what?
What
kind
of
work
is that? I want that job.
What, you don't recognize the accent? Is it that bad?
No, of course. Michelle, Chelsea, I believe Al just dropped off the line. Missy, And who else is left?
Chelsea is not on the line.
I'm
your favorite. I think Chelsea is working.
Okay. No,
so what do you want from me?
We have Missy. We have Big John's there somewhere.
Quiet.
And then Alan just left, and Cowboy left because they're in the middle of a tornado.
That's horrible. I'm so worried right now.
Oh my God, that's so scary.
Oh, I am too. But
no,
Rich, I just wanted
silence,
to pick you up real quick.
I've never heard of anything like that before. That's creepy.
So, Rich, what was your favorite part of Rainbow? Not that you could sum it all up into one, but go for it. Yeah.
My favorite part of Rainbow was probably the whitewater rafting.
Yeah.
I heard you almost died in that.
Who almost died in that?
Were you not in the boats with Michelle?
No.
No.
He was in the boat with James Ryan, and they weren't going to save him, remember?
Okay, I thought he was on the list. I saw.
No, he was in the boat that didn't want to save my life.
Okay, so you were going to let Michelle die?
I wouldn't do that. Of course not.
I know you wouldn't. That's so sweet.
James would. Rich wouldn't.
Yeah.
Like, James would.
No.
I'd agree with
and
that.
They just went right by, and James was like, "It's okay, Michelle. We'll see you at the end." I was like, "Hey." Yeah.
You didn't know he meant. Hey, you didn't know he meant at the end of his own life, like in heaven or hell or wherever.
At the gates of heaven.
No, I don't think it would be at the gates of heaven. James has probably definitely got himself a booking.
Yeah.
No, I'm just joking.
He made me laugh
Friday night.
He and Howie both took care of me on Saturday night, so they're angels to me.
Props to them.
I did want to shout out to Andrew, who works for Darren. When I woke up at 6 a.m. at the hospital, and they said, "Okay, you can go." Now, somebody was nice enough to pack me a change of clothes, which I was grateful for, and I changed into them. And it was a couple more hours before I sent James a text message, and I'm like, "I know it's early, but when you get a chance, can you tell somebody they need to come pick me up?"
Oh, no.
And I guess they may have been at breakfast or whatever, because I think he said something to Darren. And one of Darren's workers, Andrew, very nice guy, was in town to get some glass to replace the window that the guy knocked out or whatever at the resort. So he was in that area already, and so within like 10 minutes, he came and picked me up. So it was very nice. I'm sure somebody else would have come pick me up if he hadn't been in the area, but it's embarrassing to call somebody and say, "Yeah, can you come like an hour away and pick me up after my drunken night in the ER?" So, yeah.
It's a memory. It's a memory, Deb. It was part of the bucket list. Put it at that.
There you go.
Exactly.
I'm still waiting for Rich to buy me my water. He never did buy me any water.
They wouldn't take any money for it.
But you know what's funny is...
Ron, the funniest thing that happened for me, though, was you guys catching James trying to cheat on her Facebook. That was hilarious. You guys...
On Moosey's Facebook?
Moosey's?
On Moosey's Facebook?
Yeah.
See, I think he knew we were watching. And I knew he said my name because he said something about the Rad Reality Show guy.
Yeah.
And then I'm the first to post, "You know, I'll pray for you," knowing that it's, you know, all a fake, you know what I mean? But yeah,
right.
That was funny. I thought James knew, and I thought there was other people around him, because I remember, wasn't it him and Howie, and I thought Cowboy was there around him, you know what I mean?
It was him, Cowboy, and Chelsea all standing there. Howie was in the background, and I was right behind Howie.
Yeah, and I was sitting there cracking up laughing. I'm like, "Don't go there. Don't do it. Don't do it." In the back of my head saying, "Do it, do it, do it." You know, and then And then when he posted it, you know, about the diarrhea and everything, Monday I get a message from him. Are you still praying for Lucy's spouse? And I'm like, yeah, I'm still praying for him.
She was like talking about it the whole time. She was like, there's some postings going up about my bowel movements.
When we did the live at the studio interview online or whatever it was when we had called into live at the studio, I had given. Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, we hear you.
Okay, I had given James Rhine my phone so he could talk, and I just let him have my phone. He was outside talking, you know, in the spot that we can get reception. I went inside and did my thing, and I was walking around, and I don't even know what I was doing. James hands me my phone and says, hey, yeah. He said, hey. No, he said to me, here's your phone, and I like your Facebook app on your phone. And I thought to myself, oh, shit, he probably went into my Facebook. And I thought, well, I got to go check real quick because he's funny like that. And then I got sidetracked. So that night at 2 o'clock in the morning when I was going back to my room, I was like, okay. I was like, get on Facebook. I was like, oh, shit, don't tell me he wrote something on my Facebook. I was panicking and couldn't connect. Here he didn't. He respected me enough not to do it.
Oh, thank God.
That's a plus.
Yeah.
Oh, man, why did I tell him to do it? Because I was cheering him. I in the chat room, I was like, you know, and then he wanted to tweet. And he was like, I don't know if I should tweet. And then I think that's when Pepsi Rich said, no, don't do the tweeter. You know, don't do the Twitter.
I was already pissed because I was the one supposed to be watching the laptop.
Yeah, so that was funny. I enjoyed that myself.
I had no phone service, so I don't even know what's going on right now.
Yeah, I get to Michelle. I know for a fact that Michelle didn't have it because I text her after one thing, and it was like 5 hours later, I get a text message back from Michelle.
No, my phone did not work, period. Like, I would step into one spot and literally got 200 text messages every time. My phone was like, it was like freaking out, and then I would take another step, and I couldn't even, like, do anything. It was so aggravating, and I just gave up after a while. I was like, oh, I can't even do it anymore. So that's why I was so lacking, like, behind on my Facebook and my Twitter and all that. So, yeah, I had
Verizon rules the roost in Rainbow.
Yeah.
Good, because I'd probably be going there. Dev got knocked off the line, so.
Fabulous.
Man, this has been a fun show. We got about 7 more minutes.
Yeehaw.
I do want to talk real quick to... Yeah, we probably go over like we always do, but, you know, for a second. But, Michelle, I do want to do one thing with you real quick while we have the live stream. Give your boys a little shout-out, you know, that won the Amazing Race.
All right, well, I just want to give a shout-out to my boy Jordan and Dan from Rhode Island. Yeah, winning Amazing Race. Good for them. They did an awesome job. They represented. They did a great job doing the competitions. I liked their move at the end. And you know what? Pay your taxes. Unfortunately, Richard Hatch gave Rhode Island a bad name, along with corruption, along with everything else with Amazing Race. Pay your taxes.
You know, but he was found innocent.
Don't sell cocaine.
Stop.
Don't.
Did you hear me?
Use your $100 million to buy OxyContins and sell them in an offshore mall. Don't beat up your pregnant girlfriend. Don't chase after men in the woods. And
cut. Start all over. Take two.
Hey, Michelle.
Good at that. Yeah.
What did you think about Katie and Brett in the end when they're in the lesbians and Katie conversation, and then did you not think that was very untasteful from the lesbians?
I enjoyed it. Not that I enjoyed the fact that she did that, because I was like, that was trashy. But I enjoy a little controversy. But did you notice her partner in crime was like, oh my God, I can't believe she's even saying this right now. Like, her face and everything, like, I don't know. I feel like she just did it for TV, and, like, she's totally sucked about it. Like, she didn't even go about it the right way. Other people got U-turned, and you don't see them bitching, you know? I mean, who cares? Like, you weren't even top three, top four, or top five, so who cares? Oh, wait,
yeah, I just thought it was very, very, you know, ugly.
Yeah,
and everything.
Yeah, it was like, that's the name of the game, like, you know, that's why I think they showed, like, Katie and her boyfriend how many times they got messed up with the taxi ride and leaving things behind, like, showing that, this does this mean by you getting U-turned that you can lose a game? Like, they screwed up and had so many bad luck experiences that they made it that far, you know? So it's really not like, oh, the U-turn, that's what made you lose. Like, out of every mistake that you made or every move that you made, even though you thought it was the right one, doesn't mean that that particular move was the one that made you lose, you know?
Right. I wanted to talk about that before we lose the stream and everything. Missy must have been in Oregon because she lost cell phone single, too. And
cell phone single?
So Big John,
single,
Rich.
Ready to mingle, Papa Pringle make you single?
Yeah. Thank you guys for calling in, too, before we forget.
Thanks,
Rich, sorry.
I'm glad that I got to talk about a minimal amount of my Oregon trip. And I know I have a lot more. And hopefully we'll be getting...
when we have a guest, we'll get a couple guests to come on. We got lots of downtime for reality shows. I know you and me wanted to try to get Amazing Race people on. And when Survivor's over with, like next Monday, you know, we got Survivor finale to talk about.
We didn't talk about that. We didn't really talk about sports because there's a lot going on right now, especially in Boston.
Yeah, there's a.
So
I mean, we got lots of stuff going on.
Tons to talk about.
Show
we had
will
a
be,
packful evening, didn't we, Ron?
Yeah, and we got lots of people that we're going to try to contact. So if we can't get them on Monday night, I'm going to get them on Tuesday night. And if Tuesday night don't work, I'm keeping the Thursday and Sunday show as of right now. I'm working on getting those, you know, down, you know, maybe a little, you know, more detailed. I just get a text message, but let me see if it's anybody I have to say. My phone died, no battery life. Thank you. So Missy just said her phone died.
Well,
so,
just another manic Monday.
Yeah, it was a fun one, though. And Michelle, I want to keep you on the line. Stay on the line for a second. I want to do something with you after the stream's dead. Because I want to play. But let me play this one more time for you guys, before you guys won't forget. This is something that's happening. I want to play this before the stream. And then, and Pastor Rich and everybody, you know, thank you for calling in. I'm going to mute you guys. Want to say goodbye?
Okay. We'll see y'all in September.
Bye.
Yes.
Definitely.
Definitely.
Hey, what happens wherever we are stays wherever we are. Remember that. Peace.
Yeah. Okay, Michelle, I'm going to play this clip, and then we'll come back and say goodbye.
Hi, I'm Cillian, and I'm from Survivor Gabon, and Terry Deese from Survivor Panama and myself, both from Simsbury, are doing an amazing fundraiser to help some awesome, brave people that have escaped the ravages of genocide and war. And this will be on Saturday the 15th at St. Mary's Parish Center in Simsbury, Connecticut. Starts at 6 with a meet and greet. You're going to meet some of the actual refugees from these circumstances. Plus, you can meet us from Survivor, and we can answer some of your questions that you've always had. If you can't attend, we'd love you to donate. And there is an address in Bloomfield Avenue, 467 Bloomfield Avenue, Bloomfield, Connecticut. So it's TV reality stars doing a benefit appearance for the real survivors of terrible situations that we don't have to face. So I'd love to see you there. Come on down.
Okay, Michelle, say goodbye to the stream. And then
I just want to say one thing before I go. Everybody, please go to my webpage and Facebook. Please donate to Reality Wish. We're competing with other reality teams.
Biggest Loser, Survivor, and Amazing Race. We have third place right now. Please donate. There's three kids that want to go to Disneyland. They want to do other things. Please donate $5. We're $20 behind third place, actually second place. So please, please, please donate, donate, donate. $5. That's $5. Donate. Okay?
Come back tomorrow night at 10 p.m. When
I love you guys. I missed you last week.
Yeah, you know what? We had a great show, but you know what? My phone and my computer shut off like 15 minutes before the show was supposed to start. It got possessed, and my internet shut off on me.
Oh.
It was, and I blamed you because they said that it was probably the ghost of Michelle that
what?
Everything happened. Hey, but what I want to do real quick before
last week?
Yeah, last week my phone got shut down. My phone or my internet was bad.
Well, because I wasn't there, was it?
Because I should have just canceled and everything.
No, I hear that. I understand. Love everybody out there.
Alan, just two confirmed tornadoes. We're in the cellar. So there's two confirmed tornadoes in where. Hey,
okay.
I want you to
like
do something
real
quick.
Right now, so I gotta go. Like, I'm like really concerned. I just want to make sure they're okay. And anybody who could please keep me and Ron updated on all these activities of if they're safe. Please do.
I will text you.
Okay.
I'll text you if he doesn't text you. Hey, let you and me do something real quick. I want to do something for the shows that are like on Tuesday and Thursday and Friday, or on Sunday. I want us to do a quick little drop that to listen to our show on Monday.
Let's do it.
I want us to say, so what I was just going to say is, hey, this is Ron Rad, and then you say, hey, this is Michelle Costa from, you know, Big Brother.
Okay.
And then, hey, Monday night we come together for a Manic Monday.
Who's saying that? Me?
We can't say that like together because we come together.
Yeah, I know that, but how are we gonna like? It's gonna be timing is perfect. So let's try it and see how we are.
Yeah, let's see how we do. So
okay.
I'm gonna count down from 3, 2, 1, and then we'll do it. Okay. And then just just a little. We could just be goofy too.
Okay.
I just want us to have a little drop. Okay. Ready?
Ready. Go.
3, 2, 1. Hey, this is Ron Rad.
And this is Michelle from BB10, the Portuguese Princess from Providence. And you're listening to Manic Mondays with moi and
myself. And it's on the Rad Reality Show. Well, tune in every Monday at 7 p.m.
Eastern Standard Time. So West Coast, you know what that is. 3 hours behind schedule. We know how your sleep time is. So make sure you listen to Rad Ron and Michelle, Manic Mondays. Be there or what?
Be square.
Yeah, that's
okay,
right.
That's cool. We did good, actually. Well, I'll play it back and see. We might have to do a couple more. But I want to start dropping those like during like the
You're
going to
play it back right now?
You know what I mean? No, I can't do it right now.
Oh, okay,
like,
that's what I thought.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, when I do my Tuesday show, I want to drop that for people that are listening.
I don't even think you have to edit that. I think that's perfect the way it was.
No, I don't. It was great. It's just like others. I just knew you and me haven't done something. And I'm trying to, like, one thing I want to do is, like, when we have a guest on, is try to get them to do the Monday, you know, the Monday drop with both of us names instead of just having just the Rad Reality Show, you know. So that I'm working on. So.
Okay.
Okay, Michelle, thank you. And I'll let you know if I hear anything from Alan, okay?
Okay, so Cowboy's with him right now, right?
Yeah, they both are in the cellar.
All right.
So,
love you.
Love you, too.
Bye.
And thank you for everything with the photo. Bye.
Oh, no problem. Bye.
Bye.